32 days of the NFL draft underway here at JoeBucksFan.com. Appreciate you being a member of our draft coverage here at JoeBucksFan.com. Over the course of the next 32 days, we will break down every single team in the NFL and what they might and might not do in the NFL draft, and also how it reflects upon your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Today we're going to take a look at a team that doesn't even have a pick in the first two rounds. It's the Chicago Bears. They didn't have a pick in the first two rounds last year, going with Jaren Gilbert in round three. And after that, Joaquin Iglesias, DJ Moore, they get him in the fourth round, a corner. They got Johnny Knox in the fifth round, also got Marcus Freeman in the fifth round. So a decent draft for not having a pick in the first two rounds. Once again, no first or second round pick this year for the Bears either. Looking at what the Bears have done this offseason, an active offseason for the Bears, as you would expect. When a team doesn't have a first and a second round pick, you want to be active in free agency to address needs that you might have. Two needs that I had for the Bears going into the offseason, coming off the list, the first being defensive end Julius Peppers to the Bears. Big contract. He's going to work with Rod Marinelli up there in Chicago as Lovie Smith kind of skating on thin ice. This could be Lovie Smith's last year if they can't get things in order. But now you bring in Julius Peppers. You'll get a healthy Brian Urlacher in there at middle linebacker, and the Bears' defense could be pretty solid next year. Brandon Manu Ma'aluna coming in. He was the tight end for Mike Martz in St. Louis. Mike Martz comes in as new offensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears this upcoming season. High flying offense up there in Chicago. Also, speaking of offense, Chester Taylor also signed by the Bears this offseason, as Chester Taylor comes in to, spell or be a nice compliment to Matt Forte. A couple of players that were with the Bears last year that have been or are leaving: Orlando Pace, waived by the Bears and also released, Nathan Vasher, leaving the Bears. Charles Tillman at corner. We just talked about DJ Moore, who was a fourth-round pick last year. A little thin at the cornerback position. I don't see that as an area of big-time need. You still look at the wide receiver position, and you want a Roshan Madu, or you want Johnny Knox or Devin Hester, one of these guys to step forward. I don't think wide receiver is as big a need. You're looking at offensive line, maybe a center. When you don't have a first and a second-round pick, the Bears might be in line to get a nice center in the third or fourth round. Olin Krutz isn't getting any younger. A safety might be a viable option. Another corner to add depth there as well. A right tackle. Chris Williams comes in. The question is, are they going to move him to left tackle? Is he going to take over for Orlando Pace? I think they're going to need an offensive tackle somewhere, but maybe a center or a guard might be better if they are looking to upgrade that offensive line, maybe in the third round, and then a little later they can draft a developmental offensive tackle as well. How the Bears affect the Buccaneers? Well, it's tough to say that a team is going to affect the Bucs. Especially early on in the draft, if they don't have a first and second round pick. The Chicago Bears traded their first round pick last year and their first round pick this year to the Broncos for Jay Cutler. I still think the jury's out on Jay Cutler. I do still think he's a good quarterback, and that could be an intriguing match between Cutler and Mike Martz running that high-flying offense. But I will say this: how the Bears affect the Bucs. Remember, the rumors have been out there about Brandon Marshall, the 11th pick to the Broncos. The Broncos don't have another pick. They traded their other first-round pick. So this, if they wouldn't have made the trade last year, the Broncos wouldn't have a first-rounder this year. They did make the trade. The Broncos get the 11th pick, and the rumors out there, maybe a swap of first-round picks and the Bucs get Brandon Marshall. That wouldn't happen if that trade wouldn't have gone down. Other than that, I really don't see the Bears standing in the way of anything the Bucs want to do. They're going to be looking at offensive linemen later on in the draft. The Bucs could always look, any team could always look offensive linemen to add depth later on in the draft, but the Bears' needs kind of different from the Buccaneers' needs, so the only way the Bears are going to affect the Bucs is if the Buccaneers do something with the Denver Broncos in regards to that 11th overall pick. That's the Bears for today. Tomorrow we'll take a look at the Carolina Panthers as we count down the 32 days of the NFL draft right here at JoeBucksFan.com.